Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, that's 1-800-NEW-ROOF, or johnbealroofing.com.
Diabetes is a serious growing threat to our whole community. Christian Hospital's Diabetes Institute is dedicated to helping prevent the disease through education and providing thousands of free screenings each year. And we help those with diabetes learn how to manage their condition and improve the quality of their lives. Learn more at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fake the twist of both of you.
Welcome back to our Dream Interpretation special. Dan, are these names still current? I doubt it.
No, they are not.
You did not update those for me, did you? Just say, no, Master, I did not.
Master?
Master?
No. No, Mr. Yeah. Master, I did not.
Thank you for being on top of that. Here's the deal. I just went and looked at the site of this dream analyst that she has online, and says in there that if you send her a check, you know, she'll send you some stuff, and then if you get other people to come to her classes or seminars or get her tapes or whatever, then she'll send you a check. And I don't think I need to say any more. So that's where we are. 314, if you missed the earlier hour, what prompted this was a guest. And again, I don't fault the show Before Hours for having a dream analyst on. People do it all over the country. I just don't happen to subscribe to that kind of radio, psychics and dream analysts and things like that, because I don't believe in them, and I don't think it's legit. And that's my opinion. Just my opinion. Not the station's opinion, but my opinion. And I find it ridiculous that anybody can tell you the meaning of what you're dreaming when they don't even know you. They don't know anything about what molded the things in your head, your mind, your past, what your goals are, what somebody did to you last year or last week. If you really think about it, it's bunk is a good word. There are other words. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. You call, we'll go on. Tell me a dream you just had or dreams you regularly have or don't. We'll talk about something else. While Dan takes your calls and refreshes the call board, I would say if you get a chance, pick up the current issue of People Magazine. There's a terrific interview in there with Aaron Fisher. Aaron Fisher was the first of Jerry Sandusky, the first of that monster's victims to come forward and put him where he deserved to be put. It is a really, really disgusting, sickening, but interesting article, and everybody with kids should read the interview with Aaron Fisher in People Magazine. Other than that, I got to thinking about... Let's stay on the dream thing for a little while. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Is this your name, Denby? Is that right?
That's right, D-E-N-B-Y.
Denby, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. Third-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, we're glad to have you back for the third time. How can I help you?
I had a dream as well that one of the earlier callers had described about winning a contest at your radio station.
Okay, now before we go any further, you're not playing games with me. You actually had this dream?
Yes, I have had the dream.
Okay, go right ahead.
And then about 6 months later, I used to listen to this show some years ago when I was in the St. Louis area, and I called into your station fund when you had a Friday trivia question, but you gave away a whole bunch of stuff, and I actually won the contest.
So you...
But after I had the dream about it.
So you dreamed about it, and then you actually won the contest.
Yeah, I mean, I knew about the contest on Fridays. I never could make a response, and then 6 months or so later, I did make a response to it and actually won it.
Man, you, like, willed yourself to...
Well, that's... That's
was a blind guess.
That's actually called an FPR in our business. That's a false psychic reading. What it seems like is that you're that you're somehow psychic and you are seeing things yet to come, when in reality you had subconsciously, or maybe not subconsciously, actually heard the game and heard the game and heard every Friday for many, many Fridays, and you knew you wanted to play the game, and the dream was nothing more than your subconscious revealing what your conscious already knew, and that is, by golly, one of these days you're going to call through and you're going to play that game and you're going to win. That's all that is. Very simple.
Man.
Thank you.
Aren't all psychic readings false psychic readings?
There's no such thing as a psychic, first of all.
I know.
You know who the amazing Randy is, James Randy?
Yeah, unfortunately he passed away, but yes, I know.
Did he pass away?
Yeah,
I didn't hear that.
I didn't know that. When did he pass away?
Within the last year or so, I believe, but his challenge still holds.
Oh no, I love this guy. This is a guy who put $1 million in an account many, many years ago.
Oh yeah, it said he's still alive. Wikipedia does.
Oh, he's still alive.
84.
Denby, he's 84. He's not dead.
Oh wow. Well, I thought he had maybe
maybe you dreamed he was dead.
No.
Whoa.
For those who don't know, the short version of the story is that he's got $1 million and it's accruing interest, been in an account for a long time, and all he has is a simple test to see if somebody's psychic. If anybody can take it and pass it, they get $1 million, and nobody can. It's that easy.
They never
simple.
Will.
And they never will.
Yeah.
Because there's no such thing. Denby, thank you for the call.
Amen.
All right, thank you. Hallelujah. Off we go to Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great, Dave. How about you?
Just crazy. You know, you talked earlier about your teeth falling out.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever, when they fall out, are they about the size of marshmallows? They're huge?
No, mine are normal size. That's a whole different dream you got going there.
Oh, well, I dreamed that my teeth, when they're coming out, they're like the size of golf balls almost for some reason. What's that mean?
Well, now, if you actually want this to be a reading and a dream interpretation. Could I have the music, Bruce?
Yeah.
I need my music here. So what you're telling me is you dream. How often do you have this dream?
Oh, a few times a year I'll have it, And
wow, a few times a year. And it's always the same? They fall out and you look down at them and they're as big as marshmallows?
Yeah, they're huge.
Are they as big as the small marshmallows or the full-size marshmallows?
Full-size ones, they're huge.
All right, now, Dave, let me ask you this question. Compared to the average person, are your teeth big? For example, there are Maury Povich has really big, big teeth. Okay. Are your teeth exceptionally big, or are they actually smaller than average?
I'd say they're about average.
They're about average. Have you had any dental troubles in your past that it required extensive dental work?
Oh, yeah. I've had my fair share of it.
More than the average person?
Probably, yeah.
Like what?
Oh, root canals, I've had my teeth knocked out when I was a kid.
Oh, hold on here. Whoa, hold on. I think I've just, because of my talents and my abilities, I've just stumbled on something. You had your teeth knocked out as a kid?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you exactly what your dream means. That's haunting you. It'll haunt you for the rest of your life. You're never not going to have that dream. And that dream, it's called object amplification in dreaming. And what happens is the object that you're dreaming about is actually amplified in size. In this case, the teeth. The teeth are bigger than life because to you, this is a big, big deal, this thing that happened to you with your teeth, and you are afraid that it might happen again. And so rather than just have average-sized teeth fall out, which, by the way, is what lots of people dream, in your case, you had a traumatic tooth experience, which is the reason your teeth, when they come out, are bigger than ours are. And that's your answer.
Wow. Man, this is...
The size of the tooth is determined by the life experience of the person having the dream. And you've had a life experience of having your teeth knocked out.
Man.
Oh, man.
There you go.
How about that, Dave?
You owe me nothing, Dave. No charge.
You're an amazing friend. The amazing Frank is
well,
what you are.
Thank you. I don't like to brag, but thank you. Dave, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Had his teeth knocked out.
Wow.
As a kid. Now, you and I've had the tooth falling out thing. Pion, do you ever have that dream? Dan?
Oh, yes. I have
never had the teeth falling out.
I've talked to lots of people who dreamed their teeth fell out, but they're never the size of marshmallows. because no. I've never had all my teeth knocked out.
No, and it's weird. I keep, but they don't just fall out. I'll reach up and one's loose, and then it'll fall out in my fingers, and then the same thing with another one.
It's right. I have that dream, too. You and I have totally different lives, different ages, but some nut dream analyst would probably tell us that it means something.
Right.
It doesn't really mean, in our case, much of anything. Aaron is on. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
In the PM.
Thank you for that.
Hallelujah.
What can we do for you?
I have no dreams, but I have a joke I made up last night, and I want to try it out on you.
Well, you can't try it out on me if you made it up. I couldn't possibly know it. Oh, you want to try it out to see if it's funny?
Share it, yeah.
Exactly. I want to
okay,
see if it's funny.
All right.
Well, you are the master.
Well, we'll all three decide if it's funny. Go right ahead.
All right. Did you hear about the aliens that like to have sex with vegetables?
The aliens that like to have sex with vegetables. Now, hang on. Let me take a moment here. The aliens that like to have sex with vegetables. Well, there's a vegetarian joke in here somewhere. I don't know. What? No, I didn't hear about it.
Oh, well, they come in peas.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You know, do you get it? Do you get it? Do they always say, we come in peace? And he changed it.
I don't get it.
Come on. Let's get it. Look, you do get it, too. You get it. That, you know what? If that's a homegrown joke, that's pretty good.
That, you know, I've been trying for years to make up something, and...
You did it.
Finally, yeah. So I appreciate the accolades.
No, I think that's...
a good joke if you guys like it.
That's excellent. Good work, Aaron.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Lisa should be next. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
How can we help you?
I've had this dream the last couple years. I used to be a psychological therapist.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, really. And but I've been having this dream. I'm a talker, as you can probably tell. And I have this dream where I can't, I lose my voice. I absolutely lose my voice. I'm trying to tell people something. I want to get it clear across to them, and I can't say it. So I just didn't know what that meant.
What do you do now? You're no longer a psychological, whatever you said. You don't do that anymore?
No, not anymore. Now I'm a teacher.
What do you teach?
I substitute, so it's everywhere.
Are you substitute? Would you prefer to be a full-time teacher?
No, I don't have a teaching certificate.
But would you like to have a teaching certificate? Would you, if you could, would you like to teach full time and have a certificate?
Not with the same class every day. No.
All right. When you substitute, let me tell you exactly what this dream means, and I've got it. It's crystal clear to me.
Okay.
Many times, a substitute teacher does not feel like they have the full attention or respect of the class. Because I remember when I was in school, we've all been in school, and the sub comes in. Oh, boy, substitute. Okay, not the real thing. So what your dream is, your dream is telling you that in your mind, they're not listening to you. And how would that manifest itself? And what better way than you're not even being able to speak? They can't hear. It's almost as if you're not even talking. Because as a substitute, they don't care about you. They don't respect you. They're not going to listen to you. And that's why in your dream, it seems like you're not even speaking when in fact you are. It's just the equivalent of not talking because they don't respect you or care about the fact that you're there that day substituting. Well, I am. And I'm as qualified as any of these other people, and there's the answer, and that's why you have that dream. If you started teaching full-time, that dream would go away.
Oh, my gosh.
All right?
Wow.
I knew I loved you guys.
Well, Lisa, and we love you more, and in a sexual way.
It has been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure here. Thank you, Lisa. Amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, if I were... And that's correct English, by the way, correct grammar. I looked it up again. If I happen to be a legitimate, or say I was a dream analyst, and I said to her what I just said to her, you know what her reaction would be? Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's it. You're good. You're so good. I can tell you've had training. Let me bring Patrick in here. Hello, Patrick.
Yes, Frank.
Yes, sir.
I hate to tell you that you failed just a little bit.
How'd I fail?
You need to reconsider the gentleman that had the problem with all his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go to Ballast Dental Care. I don't know how you missed that.
I didn't miss anything. That has nothing to do with his dream. I'm the dream expert here, okay?
Well, yeah, I understand that, but how did you miss him on your commercial?
I didn't have a commercial. This is not about. This is not a commercial endeavor for me. This is help called helping. Called helping people.
Said that had you thought of it.
No, I wouldn't have, because I don't know that he didn't go to Ballast Dental Care.
Well, I just thought we ought to get.
No, Patrick, Patrick. See, you got me pegged wrong. You think that I want to turn everything into a commercial, and in fact, that's not the case. In this particular segment, I'm only here to help humanity and serve my fellow man.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
No monetary gain.
No monetary gain here.
You down, but I know that you won't pass up an opportunity to get a commercial.
In any other circumstance, you're right. I wouldn't. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Okay. You see what Patrick doesn't realize is that. And I knew I was doing this. I actually, without him knowing it, got him to mention Ballast Dental Care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how good I am.
That's true talent.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Charlie is up next. Hello, Charlie.
Frank.
Yes, sir.
First of all, the guy with the pee joke, that was right on time. I'm still giggling a bit.
No, that was good. For homemade joke, that was really good.
Yeah, that was good. My dream is, I actually dream that I'm not dreaming. I go to bed, nothing's happening, and it's just completely black.
Charlie, hang on a minute. I can't concentrate without my music. Bruce, where's my music, for goodness sakes? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You dream that you're not dreaming?
Yeah, it's the craziest thing. There's just, I'm dreaming that I'm not dreaming. I can't even explain what's going on.
Wow.
And you always remember this dream. When you see yourself in the dream, what are you seeing?
I'm not seeing myself. It's like I'm not even dreaming. And then when I wake up, it's like I didn't even dream, but I dreamed it.
Well, Charlie, I got news for you. You're not dreaming.
I I'm dreaming, because when I wake up, I'm not in the same place I was when I went to bed.
What do you mean you're not in the same place? You're in a different town?
Sometimes I'm upside down. I wake up and upside I'm at the other end of the bed.
What in the
and
world?
And I know I dreamed, but yet I don't know what it was. What could be happening?
He's been drinking.
What's happening is that you're actually not dreaming. Your subconscious is tricking you.
I find that very difficult to believe.
Well, I'm the expert here, Charlie. And trust me, you're not dreaming.
You know what? I almost feel like I'm not talking to a dream expert now.
Well, you're wrong. You're talking to someone who's as much of a dream expert as these people who call themselves dream experts. Do you ever have any other dreams? This can't be the only dream you have, is that you're not dreaming.
I have that dream every night. I go to bed and I wake up and something is not right. And I know I dreamed it, but I can't remember it.
Well, wait a minute. You dream something. Not remembering your dreams is different than not dreaming. Everybody dreams, and some people never remember their dreams. Some people remember some dreams. You're dreaming. You just don't remember the dream. So you think you're dreaming, you're not dreaming, when in fact you are. You just can't remember it. You have to find a way to remember the dream. Are you married?
I do remember the dream, though. I just don't remember what it was about. I just know I dreamed it. Yeah, I'm married, all right.
How long have you been married?
I say I've been married for 20 years.
All right. That's about when it happens. At about the 20-year mark, what happens is you start having dreams of sexual fantasy, but you suppress them. You suppress them because you know that if you ever talked in your sleep, you would pay severe consequences. You are having wild, erotic sex dreams, and sadly, you are unable to recall them because you're forcing yourself to suppress them and forget them. Congratulations. Right. You're having some great dreams.
Nice.
You're having great dreams. I'm sorry?
Do you think that my wife is actually taking that good erotic dream away from me? She's taking everything else away from me.
Oh.
Please tell me it ain't so.
Some deep-seated
in a way, she is, because she is so domineering and controlling that she is causing you to believe she has that power, that if she knew you were dreaming that, the punishment would be so severe, you won't allow yourself through her. You won't allow yourselves to even remember it, because you know the consequences should you utter the name Candy or Amber or Tiffany. And that's what's happening. You're having great dreams, Charlie. It's just too bad.
I'm going to get back with you tomorrow, Frank, because tonight we're going to have a talk about this before I go to bed.
All right,
and
please do.
I'm going to get back with you. I appreciate the help, man. Well,
please do. Thank you, Charlie.
All right, brother.
That's a sad case right there of a guy who has a wife who's so domineering that he is afraid to even remember his own pleasurable dreams. Therefore, he dreams he's not even dreaming. I've not had many cases like that one. That's very unusual. That's one of the first. All right, we have to talk about beer, and we're going to talk about American Patriot beer. And I asked the folks at American Patriot, I said, you know what, I know, excuse me while I pour one, I know that you're starting to sell a lot of this beer, not just in St. Louis, but on the east side. And I said, could you send me a printout of all the places who are serving American Patriot beer? I have it in front of me. I can't even read it all. I wouldn't have time to read you. And this is really good news for American Patriot beer. The list of places I have in front of me that are serving American Patriot beer. Now, I told you the other day, and this is a true story, that there's a, and if I said the name of the chain, and it's a, let's call it a sports bar type chain, who said to the folks at American Patriot, we will never serve your beer here. What kind of knucklehead says that to somebody? What kind of weird jerk says to some people who are trying to sell an honest, good American product, nah, no thanks, even though we've, and they said, even though we've had people in here asking for it, we're not going to sell it. And I still say what I said the other day, I would love to give you the name of this guy and the name of the restaurants, but I'm not going to do that. That could cause some serious, severe consequences, but I'm going to go ahead and say there will be a day, I hope, when he's going to eat those words, and because of demand from the public, he'll have no choice but to serve American Patriot beer. Let me give you a few of the places that are serving American Patriot beer. Country Club Express Car Wash, Schnook Schnapp, Shop and Save, Dirt Cheap Liquor, Quick Trip, Smoke Shop, Cafe Arnold, Lucas Liquor, Deerberg, Shop and Save, lots of Shop and Saves, Quick Trip in Ellisville, Quick Trip in Baldwin, Discount Liquors, Gabby Wine and Spirits, Claymont Wine and Spirits, my goodness, Radecker AG Market, Deerberg's and Arnold, Deerberg's Marketplace, Schnook's Wood Mill, Schnook's Four Seasons, Schnook's Chesterfield, Mobile Snack Shop, number 602, wherever that is, Wild Horse Creek Mobile. There's a Conoco selling it, and more to come, Energy Express. And hang on, let me just give you a few more here. These are, and that's how you start in the beer business. You start, if you have to, you know, bar by bar, restaurant by restaurant, store by store. Friar Tuck Beverage, JBS Sports Bar and Grill, Dan's Liquor. You get the idea. Fenton Bar and Grill. It's growing. It's growing. This American Patriot beer. And I've said this before, I'm not a beer expert. Don't drink a lot of beer. But I like this beer. If I didn't, we wouldn't be talking about it. My mother-in-law likes it. She's had a lot of beer over the years. She's of German heritage, my wife. If you like a bitter beer, you're not going to like this American Patriot beer. Now, if you like a little bit sweeter beer, you'll probably like the American Patriot regular. If you don't like a little hint of sweetness, you'll love the light. Not sweet, but doesn't bite. No aftertaste, an American product conceived in the good old United States of America, brewed in America, bottled in America, packaged and labeled and sold in America. And more places are going to be selling. And here's how we're going to make it happen. If you'll help me, help them by just asking for American Patriot beer. Wherever you go to buy beer, and there are a lot of places that don't have it. This is a brand new, this is just born, this product. I know I went to the Lake of the Ozarks and I asked, and the person behind the counter went, huh? I said, American Patriot beer. Trust me, you'll hear about it. So wherever you go and do your shopping, say, hey, do you have any American Patriot beer? And if they say no, say, when will you be getting it? When will you start carrying it? Put the pressure on them. Good product. American Patriot beer. If you want to know more about their story, go to this website, AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
Tim Weiland is here to fill you in on all the problem spots heading home. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Dan. We just got a report of an accident now on southbound 255 just before Dupo. It involves a tractor trailer. We're looking at southbound 270, stop and go traffic from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. We're also heavy on westbound 64 Hampton through McCausland, and then it's heavy again 270 through Mason, and on eastbound 270, just a little bit slow as you go from east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Panera Bread. Join Panera Bread in celebrating the Panera Sandwich Showdown Contest. Vote for your favorite sandwich at ontlc.com/Panera, and it may just show up on the Panera Bread menu. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, Greg Carney here. Join me for the Tuesday Night Show. Restaurant Tuesday, of course. 25 years in business for Chris's Pancakes. A little party with Chris Saraceno seemed in order tonight. Also, George Mahey on the Restaurant Tuesday front. New zombie book out because zombies are hot right now. Ron Eckerman, former manager of Leonard Skinner 2. That and some Black and White with Ron Ramey. See you at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknight from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you looking to organize your life? Well, first you need to start by organizing your home. And that starts with a phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Jennifer Williams started St. Louis Closet Company 20 years ago, and her idea was a good St. Louis company that makes custom-made closets. 100% custom-made closets, 100% manufactured right here in St. Louis. It's a St. Louis company with local ties to the community, and it has been that way since the day it started. Jennifer Williams, the owner of St. Louis Closet Company, give them a call, 314-781-9000. They'll come out, give you a free in-home estimate. All sorts of deals going on right now. They'll come back, they'll install it in just one day. And oh, did I mention, St. Louis Closet Company is St. Louis owned and St. Louis operated? Jennifer Williams, the owner of St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. Or stlouisclosetco.com.
That's the sound of your appliance calling it quits. Now what? Head to Sliman Brothers, where you'll find the name brand you're looking for, and a Sliman in every store, which means personal service and professional advice, along with a great price on your favorite brands like TE. Unsure what you're looking for? Take your time, browse the showroom, make yourself at home, and ask questions. You'll receive their famous personal attention and commitment to quality. Sliman Brothers are appliance experts because they only sell appliances. If you're looking for a hammer or paint, they don't have it. But what they do have is a wide variety of name brands to choose from selection to service to delivery and installation. Sliman Brothers has been a household name for all of your household appliances since 1965. So when they say,
Sliman Brothers, try us, you'll like us,
they mean every word. For the best price, advice, and selection on GE, visit a Sliman Brothers showroom in West County or South City.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-966-5583. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-966-5583. That's 1-800-966-5583. 1-800-966-5583.
I hate to fly.
He's made multiple appearances on The Tonight Show.
Can't take anything on the plane. You can't take a drink now on the plane. Because all of a sudden everybody's MacGyver and can make a bomb out of a Coke.
Performed as part of the Blue Collar Comedy. And now, he's coming to the Funny Bone.
You know, if you've flown the past couple years, if you show up at the metal detector with a Coke or whatever, you got to throw it away.
It's John Caparulo.
But once you go through the metal detector, you can buy a Coke for like $7. Yeah, for some reason. Yeah, we've done the research and $7 Cokes don't explode. All right, thanks.
John Caparulo brings his new Blue Collar Comedy Tour to the Funny Bone in Westport Plaza Thursday, November 1st through Saturday, November 3rd. In addition to touring nationwide, John can be seen alongside his pal Chelsea Handler as a regular on her e-hit show, Chelsea Lately. John Caparulo at the Funny Bone. For showtimes and more, go to stlewisfunnybone.com. It's not too early to plan your holiday or New Year's Eve party. We're at the Funny Bone, of course.
Hi, John Sinclair for Dave Sinclair Used Cars in Columbia, Illinois. We have over 550 used cars, trucks, minivans, sport utilities in our system. From Hummers to Hondas, over 200 Fords, over 20 Kias, 25 Dodge. Start with an 07 Freestar, just $98.88. Thank you, and here's our address. Dave Sinclair Used Cars, Columbia, Illinois on Route 3, or Dave Sinclair. usedcars.com.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Step to B Square.
Tuesday's here again already. Movies are out. CDs are out. Joe Hipperson is in the studio to talk about the new releases, which you might want to take a look at. It's brought to you by Oric and the seven locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Great stores, great people running them. They'd love to have you come in and look around. You are going to be so surprised at what is in those Oric stores in addition to great vacuum cleaners. Oric is proud to present Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Frank. How are you, sir?
Great, great. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I had a weird jolt of excitement. I read some extremely awesome news for dorks like me just about a half hour ago. Do you know?
Well, let's hear about it.
Disney bought out George Lucas for $4.5 billion, and now, 2015, we will get Star Wars Episode 7.
You have to be so excited.
I vibrated for a bit, started to get the shakes, get the sweats, and yeah, because it was 4.5 billion. Everything now that had Lucasfilm on it is now owned by Disney. They can do anything they want.
That's
with
amazing.
Anything that Lucas created, which is kind of creepy at the same time, though.
And is Lucas, is that a private enterprise? Does he get that money?
Because he has handed over Lucasfilm, Skywalker Sound, everything. All the stuff that all these major movies go to get their special effects done, now they have to go to Disney because they own the name to all the stuff that Lucas created.
That has to be like one of the biggest Hollywood deals ever.
$4.5 billion.
Wow.
It's insane. So that's just
and how old is George Lucas? Like early 60s?
He's got a I would put him more late 60s. Maybe him and Spielberg are around the same age. And I would definitely put him late 60s, if not by now 70.
Cause you know what though, he and Spielberg, what innovators! I mean, these guys, yeah. I put them in the same category with a Steve Jobs or Bill Gates, and they are
top two probably in their field.
Yeah. I mean, they created stuff where they're like, hey man, it would be really neat if we could see this. How do we do that? I don't know. Let's hire some guys to make computers, and they invented computers that did that stuff.
People say Beatles changed the face of music. These people literally changed the movie business. They did.
Yeah. And now Disney gets to do whatever they want with it, which is great. All right, on the new release area, there are two albums you might want to pick out today. The Bacon Brothers, that would be Kevin Bacon's band. The Bacon Brothers have New Year's Day out today. You can also pick this up. I'm not sure if I'm recommending it. I think I'll just tell you it's out. CeeLo Green has put out CeeLo's Magic Moment. It is CeeLo Green doing all Christmas songs.
Let's go back for a second. How many Bacon Brothers are there? Two?
I think it's two in the band.
Yeah, on the covers of the albums, it's always just these two guys. It's just Kevin Bacon and the guy that doesn't look as good as Kevin Bacon.
But he is Kevin Bacon's brother.
Yeah.
What's his name? Do you know?
I have no idea. That's a great trivia question. No clue.
Yeah, but how sad is that? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Kevin Bacon's brother, but nobody knows who he is.
Right. He's just a Bacon brother. So Bacon Brothers' new album and CeeLo Green.
Michael Bacon.
See, that just doesn't even sound good. You could never have a movie with Michael Bacon. It just sounds bizarre.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't hit. So, yeah, and on the CeeLo Green All Christmas album, there is one Beatle cover where him and the Muppets do All You Need Is Love.
He and the Muppets do All You Need Is Love.
I apologize, Frank.
That's all right. No problem.
All right. Also, on DVD today, there's a movie called Safety Not Guaranteed. It is a B-movie. It's kind of an art movie because it's really low indie, no real budget. But a great story about a couple of journalists that go to find a guy who put out an ad in the paper saying he needs assistance for his time travel expedition. And it's, again, no real special effects. It's more of a human story. Definitely worth a rental. It's called Safety Not Guaranteed. It is a really, really cool movie.
I never heard of it.
Also out today, this is a real film that really did come out. And at one time in my life, I actually saw it. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians is finally out on DVD.
Now you're talking.
Rosemary's Baby, the Blu-ray special edition, is out. I kind of put people in two categories when it comes to holidays and whatnot. There are people that really, really just go to It's a Wonderful Life, and then I think there are people that go to A Christmas Story. I really have found that people would pick one of those two as like the ultimate Christmas movie. I mean, would you call me crazy on that? Or
no,
would you say it's true?
What about Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation?
That is just like, that's a weird gray area, because I don't know anyone who dislikes
like
that movie. Everybody likes Christmas Vacation.
Right.
But I never really got into A Christmas Story.
Me
either. I tried.
No, I think it's slow.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
See, that's the thing.
You love like four scenes in the movie. The movie's really very slow.
But I never got into it either.
Well, it came out in 1983. It took a little bit of time, but now, in 2012, we have the straight-to-DVD sequel, A Christmas Story 2, picks up 5 years after the one back in 1983, where basically, none of the actors who were in the first one are returning. Daniel Stern is the only person you will recognize who is now taking over the role of the old man.
What happened to him?
He is now in a directed DVD sequel to A Christmas Story that is out today. If you are a fan of someone that I despise and detest, then you might want to get this. The Kathy Griffin Collection, Red, White, and Raw.
Oh, man, I am with you on her.
Man.
She's like Carrot Top after bad sex surgery or something.
Wow.
I cannot stand Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, well,
not pretty, not sexy, not funny.
You know, she's also done the same routine. She's been the same annoying person. You go all the way back to the Seinfeld episode where she was like the rival comic with Jerry Seinfeld for an episode or two. That's just who she is.
She tries to hit certain nerves to keep stay relevant. And
Maybe it's because I think about things too much. But when you're on a show like Seinfeld for a couple episodes and people know who you are, and you get a little bit of recognition, you do the talk show circuit, maybe you got a sitcom here and there. When you spend millions of dollars to really change the way you look, how do people take you seriously when you move forward?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense, because the worst part is you're still ugly. I mean, you still look like a broom with bosoms. You just look terrible.
So she had a lot of plastic surgery. What did she look like before the surgery? She probably looked better.
You know, she looked like a real person.
Yes.
She didn't look hot. But she still looked like a good friend. You know
redhead,
what I mean?
Redhead
with kind of an annoying personality.
Quirky.
Bit of a nose. She had a bit of a schnoz.
Well, here's how ugly she is. She's got a really decent body, but her face is so butt ugly that the body doesn't even offset it. It doesn't matter if she's got a good body.
Yeah, if you ever get bored, look at... Very pale, though. Do like a Google search and do Kathy Griffin before, after the plastic surgery on the face. It really is shocking that she still is unattractive.
And you know what? It would be okay. She could be unattractive if she were really funny, it wouldn't matter. Like Joan Rivers was funny, Phyllis Diller was funny. She's not funny.
Well, and Lisa Lampanelli lost a bunch of weight lately. She had that gastric surgery done.
And I'm guessing still really ugly.
Well, the Kathy Griffin Collection, Red, White, and Raw, is a two-disc special featuring all of her television specials, some of them including Balls of Steel, Kathy Griffin Does the Bible Belt, Whores on Crutches, Tired Hooker, and Kathy Griffin's Pants Off. Those are some of the specials you'll get in the Red, White, and Raw set. Here's a box set, definitely worth getting or putting on your wish list. This holiday season right around the corner. A TV show so brilliant, so good. Never, ever, ever did I ever get tired of this show. Love rewatching it over and over again. And it could never, ever ever air in the sick, twisted, politically correct world that we live in. The complete series of All in the Family is out today. Massive, giant box set. It's a 28-disc set, and it also features the original pilot that they decided not to air because they thought it would be too controversial. So it's got a lot of cool special features in there. It also has the pilot spinoff for the Gloria show, which really...
And it also has Sally Struthers before she looked like a Buick.
Oh, yeah, she was hot. She was hot, those early episodes.
Oh, first couple
she
seasons?
Was cute.
Yes. Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. But, again, this is... I mean, there are so many people out there that cry and moan and complain about things that are sometimes not even meant intentionally to upset. Do not watch if you're like, ooh, I'd like to get cultured and see what was happening back when 1968 when this show launched. Don't watch this. Oh, you'll cry, you'll freak out, and you'll protest against the show that doesn't even exist anymore.
Dan, give him the Archie Bunker. Go ahead.
Geez, I eat it.
All in the Family, the complete series. It is listing for $189. Whoa. It is a big price, but man, this is an amazing show. You get everything in this box set.
You know what's funny? If you watched, and who didn't watch All in the Family, and every once in a while I'll see an old movie with Carol O'Connor in it, and I can't watch it because all I see is Archie Bunker.
Yeah. Right. And you want him to be Archie Bunker. Exactly.
And what was he on that other?
In the Heat of the Night.
He was the cop.
Yes.
But still, you wanted it to be Archie Bunker as a cop, and it just
even at the scene of a murder, I kept waiting to go,
put up the police tape there.
Or you wanted to drop some kind of like racial remark about who did the crime or something. You wanted to just be real. Exactly. And last but not least.
Rest in peace, Archie.
No, great, great show. Definitely pick it up if you can afford it. Here is something. It is called the Masterpiece Collection. This is a limited edition box set. It is the Alfred Hitchcock Masterpiece Blu-ray limited edition numbered box set featuring Saboteur, Shadow of a Doubt, Rope, Rear Window, The Trouble with Harry, The Man Who Knew Too Much, Vertigo, North by Northwest, Psycho, The Birds, Marnie, Torn Curtain, Topaz, Frenzy, and Family Plot. Everything.
Okay. And now I would like, thank you very much for asking, great Frank Gorshin impressionist.
Here it comes.
He told everybody and taught everybody how to do an Alfred Hitchcock impression. He said, reach back, grab a tooth, and say, I've got something caught in my tooth. And here's what it comes out like. I've got something caught in my tooth.
That is perfect.
The Alfred Hitchcock Masterpiece Blu-ray Collection lists for $224. All those films, all on Blu-ray with tons of special features. That will do it for me. I'll talk to you guys later in the week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
There he goes. One and only. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Auric and the Seven, locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. On the way, Bill Cleveland. On the way, I'm sure somebody is on the way to First Community Credit Union right now. Now, we have one more day, and October's over. So if you can get in there, maybe it's too late today, tomorrow. Get in there tomorrow. Take a look at moving your, in fact, go in the morning to wherever you have your auto loan and take it away. Just say, hey, I'm taking this somewhere else. Move it to First Community Credit Union, because for the whole month of November, and they've had a lot of people take advantage of this, you move your auto loan over to First Community, you're probably going to get a lower rate, which means a lower car payment, and then they would like to put $100 into your First Community account. They will deposit it. It's a little thank you, Benjamin, C-note, from First Community Credit Union. Now, if you miss out
on
that...
Thank you, sir.
That, there's a customer right there. Right there, recorded at right at the teller's window. Now, if you miss out on that, you know what? Do it anyway. Become a member anyway, because you're still going to get great rates. You're still probably going to save money, not just on your car loan, but lots of other things. And you have check. You have everything you have now in wherever you bank. But I think you can add to that always competitive rates and always better service. That's how the people feel who bank there. That's how we feel. We all bank there. I invite you to join us. Become a member. You're not just a customer. You're a member of First Community Credit Union. Take a look at their website to find out more. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's take a quick look at traffic with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Dan. They're still working with this accident. It's on southbound 255 just before Dupo. It involves a car and a tractor trailer. We also have slow traffic, stop-and-go traffic, south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry on southbound 270. Westbound 64, that's slowing, approaching Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. A little bit slow towards the Boone Bridge. You're also heavy east of McDonald on eastbound 270 through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Did you know that just one organ, eye, and tissue donor can save up to 8 lives and enhance many more? For more information, visit organdonor.gov. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Mark Conley for Conley Roofing and Exteriors. As an 1872 Mizzou grad.
Mark, it's 1972.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're proud to sponsor Mizzou football.
Conley Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
For the world's most rugged boots, ask for Chippewa Boots at Chuck's Boots off Highway 30 in Fenton and now off Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLeod Cab, your AM the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Hey, before I begin, I want to get this for the Playhouse today. There's a story out there about a radio guy that is doing he's down near Argentina, and guys come in and light the studio on fire while he's on the air.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty wild story. I'm going to look it up. Well, a couple in Texas got engaged just hours after they were arrested for robbery. You can tell the pair's perfect for each other. They even finish each other's prison sentences.
Oh, I get it. That's pretty good.
Stupid. The Obamas were recently photographed walking to church.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a long walk to get to the church. They passed through 3 swing states. This just in, the Patriots scored another touchdown against the Rams.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And finally, this afternoon.
Oh, they're killing us.
Wow.
There they are.
Long game.
Police were called after 400 pounds of marijuana washed up on a beach.
Far out.
Police said it became suspicious when people stopped building sandcastles and started building white castles.
No.
What?
That you get the munchies after you,
yeah.
Okay.
You eat stuff like
that. Okay, now it gets good. Man.
Yeah.
That is one thing I cannot eat, those White Castles.
Oh, I'm sure you can. Yeah, we can all eat them once a year.
I won't do it anymore.
Once a year.
Bill.
Come on.
No. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis on to the web.